President Reagan addresses the nation in about 3 hours to explain what happened during his meetings this weekend with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. The meetings did not produce any arms control agreements, nor did they produce a date for another summit between the two leaders. America's NATO allies were disappointed at the lack of an agreement, especially the failure to rid Europe of medium-range U.S. and Soviet missiles. But they urged the two superpowers to keep talking, and British Foreign Office Minister Timothy Renton said he was surprised that the two leaders had made as much progress as they did, and said he didn't agree that the meetings had ended in failure.
I would regard what has happened in Iceland as by no manner of means the end of the play, but rather as one act in this extremely important series of discussions. There is now an interval between the acts. We hope that it will be a short interval, and that the parties involved will resume and take up the next act very quickly.
The next act will likely be in Geneva, where Renton said he presumes the material introduced in Iceland will be worked on and developed. Some 70,000 government workers in San Salvador returned to their jobs today, just 3 days after an earthquake hit the city. El Salvador's president, José Napoleón Duarte, said nearly 900 people were killed in the quake and more than 200,000 left homeless. Duarte ordered civil servants back to work, although he said almost all public buildings suffered some kind of damage. Duarte estimates the earthquake caused $2 billion worth of damage. Damage is expected to total into the tens of millions of dollars after several days of flooding in south central Alaska, but it's believed no one has been hurt. Tim Woolston of member station KSKA in Anchorage reports.
As many as 15 homes have been destroyed and hundreds more damaged in the town of Seward, southeast of Anchorage. The main road leading into Seward has been washed away, cutting off the town from outside. Mayor Harry Giesler says hundreds have been evacuated. Others prefer to wait it out.
You know, Alaskans are a very hardy bunch, and especially people that have things like dog teams and animals. They are very, very reluctant to leave their homes as long as it's even there.
Rain is forecast to continue for at least another day in Seward. Meanwhile, north of Anchorage, two bridges have been washed away, and the Alaska Railroad, a major form of transportation between Anchorage and Fairbanks, has been cut off, making it very difficult for residents in interior Alaska to get supplies. The governor has issued disaster declarations to free up state funds for emergency relief. The state is hoping for federal assistance as well. For National Public Radio, this is Tim Wolfson in Anchorage, Alaska.